Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and this is The Simple Guide to Overcoming Procrastination. Procrastination is the problem that always comes up when you talk about productivity and getting things done. In this recording, I will go into the top few solutions that have worked the best for me in real life. First, use what you have already learned in this module. The habits we are establishing through this module will make procrastination go down. How? Setting clear goals will bring you clarity, and when vague thoughts are replaced by clear goals, you have a direction to move towards, and you feel motivated and inspired. By using the tips in the chapter on how to make your success guaranteed, you make sure that you are accountable to someone outside of yourself, and you are more likely to stick to the plan. All of this will make you less likely to procrastinate. By keeping a small and prioritized to-do list with specific tasks, you will keep your eye on the prize and you keep up the motivation that the to-do list is not overwhelming in its size and that it only contains tasks that you can finish, such as write for 1 hour instead of just write, makes you less likely to procrastinate. And since you start your day with doing the most important thing, the rest of the day will feel easier and lighter to get through, since the most important and often hardest thing is already done. By doing the actual work in your own little egg timer and cone of silence zone in a single tasking manner, you are working in a way that will not let you procrastinate online, via your cell phone, or during spontaneous break in your daily schedule, since we are now scheduling our breaks pretty strictly during the work hours. Also, by doing work while using these habits, you will actually get the most important things done each day, and so you can relax and have fun in the evenings and on weekends without the guilt and procrastination anxiety ruining your sleep or time with family and friends. So, by sticking to these few new habits and also to your new rituals, and living them every day as best you can, you not only make sure that you get focused work and focused rest in your life, but the habits and rituals also at the same time remove many of the temptations and opportunities that lead to procrastination. As this simple system of habits and rituals become a part of your natural behavior and daily life, it will protect you from procrastination. But because we are human, we sometimes slip into procrastination even though these habits and rituals are well established in our lives. So what do you do then? Here are some of my suggestions. Start with something small. Instead of doing nothing, begin with doing something. Clean your desk, take out the garbage, or wash the dishes. Just do a couple of simple actions to create a forward momentum. When you are in that forward motion, getting started with what you have to do will be much easier. Break it down and just take the first or next step. When you start to look too far into the future, any task or project can seem close to impossible, and so you shut down because you become overwhelmed and you start surfing the internet aimlessly instead. That is one of the reasons why it's good to plan for the future, but then to shift your focus back to today and to the present moment. Then you just focus on taking the first step today. That is all you need to focus on. Nothing else. By taking the first step, you change your mental state from resistant to, hey, I'm doing this, cool. You put yourself in a mental state where you become positive and open, a state where you may not be enthusiastic about taking the next step after this first one, but you are at least accepting it, and so you can take the next step, and the next one after that. The thing is, you can't see the whole staircase anyway, and it will shift and reveal itself along the way. That is why the best of plans tends to fall apart, at least a bit, as you start to put it into action. You discover that your map of reality doesn't look like reality. Take the first or next step very slowly and easily. Part of the anxiety that makes you procrastinate comes from seeing a task or project as something overwhelming and just so big. So we break it down into smaller pieces and just focus on the first step and then the next step. Another part of the anxiety comes from that we feel like we have to jump into the task and do it at full speed with all our might. That can feel like too much and too hard work, so we procrastinate. To remove that inner resistance, start very slowly instead. Ease into the first step and put no pressure on yourself. You can do it as slowly as you want. The most important thing is that you get started, no matter how slowly you do it. If you don't want to pick up speed for the next step after you are done with the first one, then continue at that pace. Sooner or later, you will start to pick up speed naturally, so don't worry about that. And here's the last tip. Train your decisiveness muscles by using short deadlines. If you just learn to become a more decisive person instead of someone who wants to weigh their options for days or weeks before making a decision and taking action, you won't procrastinate very much anymore. You can train your own decisiveness muscles by setting short deadlines for decisions. Instead of thinking about something for days, tell yourself that you have, for example, 30 minutes to think. Then you will make a decision. I also use even shorter deadlines for smaller, daily decisions. I don't sit around thinking about decisions like if I should exercise or anything where I may feel some inner resistance. Instead, as soon as I think about it, I make a decision to do it within seconds and I start moving. This trains your decisiveness muscle. Sure, some decisions, such as what you want to study at the university or if you should switch jobs, are important decisions. And you should think them over carefully. But for daily decisions, there is often little need to weigh your options for a long while since the risk is so small. Instead, try to just take 60 seconds to make a decision and then go with that. The important thing here is not to get everything right and never fail, because that's impossible anyway. The important thing is to make you more decisive so you can take action with speed and get the understanding through successes and failures, and to get what you want and to get things done quicker. Because it is action and decisions that will change your life, not more pondering about what to do.